You found the Radio Thrift Shop. If you love crate digging and seldom heard sounds, this show may be for you. There's no agenda, no genre, just the dustiest of grooves from the early 1900s until today. It's all about the joys of musical discovery. I'm DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Thrift Shop.
Oh,
And welcome to 2025 with the Now Sound. This is DJ Frederick, and you have found the Radio Thrift Shop right here on WSCS 90.9 FM on your radio dial or around the world at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight. And boy, that was some groovy music there by the band Sweetwater from their first LP released in 1968 on Reprise Records. And now I'm going to do something a little bit different. You heard the LP version of For Pete's Sake, and I'm going to play the same song twice. I don't think I've ever done this, or maybe back in the archive of the Radio Thrift Shop, or even further back at Seldom Heard Radio. But we're going to hear that tune again, For Pete's Sake, by Sweetwater, recorded live at Woodstock from 1969. Let's roll the tape.
time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Brad Larney from San Diego writes, Dear Dr. Science, why do bees make wax? Are they going to put it on small surfboards?
None of your beeswax. No, for many years, aviation engineers have known that by the laws of aerodynamics, bees can't fly. Only recently have we learned how bees do move through the air. They surf. In fact, the ancients called bees buzzumhodatium, which means surfing ant. What are mistaken for the bees' wings are actually tiny surfboards, the type of board varying between species. The bumblebee, or boogie bee, uses a short, stubby board. The more primitive hornets are longboard specialists. And the yellow jackets, the nervous nellies of the bee family, refuse to surf out of the hive without wearing a brightly colored life preserver. Bees hang 10 and have a gnarly good time till summer ends, and they have to go back to walking and mingle with the other insects on the ground. This is why you only see bees flying in the summer.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.
Well, thank you, Dr. Science. This is DJ Frederick, and you have returned to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. I've got a tune coming up by Sonny Mankoto, which really gets my award for the most writing on a record label ever, or at least out of all the record labels I've seen. This is a tune called Cato Rhythm, released on Gold West Records, and the label says writer Kodo Wilson, artist Sonny Mankoto, arranged and produced by Sonny Mankoto, 2944 Airport Way, Stockton, California, 209-982-4652. Blossom Music Publishers, 03351 BMI, 2-track stereo time, 3 minutes, 45 RPM. All right, here's Sonny Mankoto with the Kodo Rhythm.
Thank you.
It's entirely too late at night. That was the Cato Rhythm from Sunny, S-U-N-N-Y, Sunny Man, Cato. And that was a violation of DJ Rule number 35.7, subsection C3, which states, never acknowledge your mistakes on the air.
The world is alive with music. That's very clear. And it will magically appear when your radio is near.
Thank you. day. It's yesterday once more.
Show me your right way.
Yesterday once more.
Show me the right way. Every sha-la-la-la, every woe still shines. Every shingling, rolling, let the stars to sing so far.
When they get to the park. it's yesterday once more.
Shoo-be-do-bang.
Hey, this is DJ Frederick from Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any comments or musical requests, you can email me at radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. That's radiothriftshopnh@gmail.com. Groove on. Band called the Zanies from 1964, the B-side of a tune called Slinky. That was Camel Walk, released on Door Records. Now we're really going to dig into the bargain bin here for a tune called Blue Moon, as performed by Jimmy Binkley on Note Records, which has very little information on the label. It just says 45 RPM and instrumental. All right, Jimmy Binkley, Blue Moon. This record is really dusty.
Thank you. This is Bing Crosby reminding you that next Saturday is the day for a special salute to a lot of mighty fine youngsters all over the country. Saturday, you know, is National Newspaper Boy Day. I used to be a newspaper boy myself, and I think I can speak from personal experience and tell you that selling and delivering papers is good business training that gives a boy self-reliance when he grows up. Give your local newspaper boy a pat on the back, won't you, for doing a good job of delivering a free press to a free people.
This is DJ Frederick. You're at the Radio Thrift Shop. We're crate digging on whatever frequency you're on.
Cleanse my mind, free from the city.
Some really great music from Billy Preston with Out of Space. Before that, we heard the Poppy Family and Free from the City. And way back a little ways, we started off with Sun Ra and Dreamsville. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. It is an homage to the underground era of broadcasts of the 1960s and 1970s that I grew up listening to. We play music from the past century of recorded sound, kind of getting into the 50s and 60s this evening here on WSCS. So I hope that you are enjoying the broadcast. You can hear us every Saturday evening at 10 p.m. until midnight on your radio dial at 90.9 FM or all over the world at classicalwscs.org. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Grant Green, the great guitar sounds of Grant Green with Cease the Bombing. All right, this has been Radio Thrift Shop program number 2501 on WSCS. I'm DJ Frederick, celebrating 26 years on the airwaves here at Classical WSCS. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week, or you'll hear me next week, right here at the Radio Thrift Shop.